Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Parliamentary Labor Party, I want to support that resolution. Today, as New Zealand parliamentarians, we express our grief and our sympathy for the people and government of Norway for the tragedy that they have suffered. We grieve for the victims and for their families. They were so young, Mr. Speaker. Looking at their faces in the newspaper yesterday, they were full of enthusiasm, full of life, looking forward to the contribution that they might make to their country and their community, but that was stolen from them. Like New Zealand, Norway is a small, stable and peaceful country. It allows us perhaps better to understand the scale and the shock of the tragedy that has befallen that country with the loss of 77 of their citizens. Norway, again like New Zealand, is a largely tolerant, multicultural country where people live alongside each other and get on with each other. You can see that, Mr. Speaker, from the diversity of the young people who were gathered on Utøya Island for the Norwegian Labour Youth Conference. We share with the Norwegians their abhorrence that someone could be so motivated by hatred of others on the basis of their ethnicity or their religion that they could have committed an atrocity of this nature. Mr. Speaker, at the funeral of the young woman who was the first to be buried, Christians and Muslims walked side by side and embraced each other as an explicit and moving rejection of what had motivated their killers. As Eskil Pedersen, the leader of the youth wing of the Norwegian Labour Party, said, and I quote, "The gunman took from the victims their lives, but he can't take away what they believed in. Tolerance and anti-racism." Mr. Speaker, Norway is a decent country. It's committed to a peaceful and a more just world. It hosted peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. It tried desperately to bring together the warring parties in Sri Lanka. And the Norwegian Foreign Minister, Jonas Støre, and I worked closely together to pass the Oslo Convention against cluster munitions. That makes it, sir, even more of a tragedy that something of this nature could have afflicted a country so committed to peace. Mr. Speaker, we stand in solidarity alongside Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg when he says, quote, "We're a small country, but a very proud one. Nobody can bomb us to be quiet. Nobody can shoot us to be quiet. Nobody can ever scare us from being Norway." Mr. Speaker, today, as a fraternal party of the Norwegian Labour Party, we offer them our support and our sorrow at the loss of so many of its young people. And we offer to the people and the government of Norway our support, our condolences, and our sympathy.